Yeah, brilliant cup tie. I think we talked earlier about, you know, perhaps Premier League to non-league. And this was a fantastic advert for the non-league game. Both sides going for it. Bit too open, probably for mine and Tony Berman's liking, but... You know, 1-0, 1-all, 2-1, 2-all, 3-2, 3-3. And at that point, the game can go either way. But I thought we had that extra bit of quality up front and our passing at the final third. And we had a player of the match in Rory Deacon as well, I thought.
Towards the end of the first half, Dartford came there, attacked. Ross Warner pulled off a hat-trick of stunning saves. Yeah. Did you feel potentially at the end of the first half that things... The tide was on the turn?
To be honest, no. What that was, that little period that you were talking about was from direct corners. Is, you know, the save that he made was direct from corner, and the next one was direct from a free kick. So it wasn't in open play. It wasn't like we felt we were under pressure in open play, but we did know, and we spent a lot of time this week working on, you know, the quality of Hayes' delivery into the box. But it's hard to defend against, and you know, like you said, Ross had to come out and do two or three terrific saves. Yeah.
Do you feel that the equaliser after the break was so quick that maybe it spoilt your half-time team talk a little?
Well, we talked about keeping a clean sheet for the second half. We felt, you know, that if we did that, obviously we'd won the game. And then within, like you said, within 10 minutes, another great cross from Hayes. You know, good finish from Anchipong, and the game was back in the balance. But, you know, I've got to give my team a lot of credit. You know, there's ways to battle back into games. You know, there's ways to go against adversity. And I think that they did that all the time.
We look at 27 years, and we've talked about 27 years since that Coventry City side. How good would it be to draw them on Monday? Of course, they play tomorrow.
Yeah, listen, I mean, the club is famous for it, and rightly so. The club is also famous for playing Leeds United and Norwich as well, and, you know, Middlesbroughs, and always putting up a good show. And up to now, we've got into the second round, and we've never got that big tie yet. So, like you said, I mean, the club deserves to be in the spotlight through what it's done in the past, but also what it's doing now.